الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله.
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله.
My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you back to the Silsila, The Evils of Society. First and foremost, let us hear about the beneficence of reciting Durood upon our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet of Rahmah, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, decorate your mahfils, your gatherings, by reciting Durood upon me. This Durood recited in my favor will provide a nur for you on Qiyamah, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, now inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will have the tilawat of Quran, and thereafter a few shares of the praises in the form of naat of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Vile women for vile men, and vile men for vile women, and virtuous women for virtuous men, and virtuous men for virtuous women. Such are innocent of what these people say. For them are forgiveness and an honorable sustenance. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wassalamu alayka sayyidina Rasulullah.
Salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala Muhammadin, padiye salli ala shafiina, salli ala shafiina, salli ala Muhammadin. Ya Mustafa ata ho ab izn hazri ka, ya Mustafa ata ho ab izn hazri ka, kar lun nazara aakar main aa آپ کی گلی کا کر لوں نظارہ آ کر میں آپ کی گلی کا ایک بار تو دکھا دو رمضان میں مدینہ بے شک بنا لو آقا مہمان دو گھڑی کا بے شک بنا لو آقا
دو گھڑی کا
یا مصطفیٰ خدا را دو اذن حاضری کا میزہ پہ سب کھڑے بھرم خدا راہ رکھ لو
خدا
راہ عطار قادری کا رکھ لو بھرم خدا راہ عطار قادری یا مصطفیٰ خدا را دو اذن حاضری کا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد. My dear Islamic brethren and the viewers of Madani channel, today we want to get the opposite meaning of immodesty. Modesty, haya. Today we learn the definition. What is modesty? What is haya?
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In our last silsila we discussed immodesty or Behayai, shamelessness. And as there is a saying, things are known or recognized through their oppositions. If you understand the darkness, then only you can understand and appreciate the light. So, if you don't know what is immodesty, you would never know what is modesty. So it was important that we touched that topic, and in today's silsila we might still shed some light on the previous discussion. Haya is to feel shame, and conscientize yourself about the presence of the Qudra, the power, the ilm of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and His control over everything, and He's watching you. There is nothing which can escape from Him, from the knowledge of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So, because of that feeling, you refrain from evils. You stay away from doing wrong. And you shiver when you want to do something wrong. Khawf is there, the fear is there. And you fear that the ruhaniyat, the spirituality, the light of Iman which you have in your chest, in your heart, that might go away. That is haya. You feel shame when you do wrong. And that is the reason that ulama ikram have said, one should feel haya when you are doing wrong. When you doing right, there is no place for haya. Unfortunately, people are gone opposite. You know, they feel haya, so-called haya, coming to the masjid, keeping beard, giving neki ki daawat, inviting people towards the path of goodness. But when they shave beard, they feel no haya.
It's normal.
When they watch movie, they feel no haya. When they exercise evil-sightedness, then there is no haya. When there is intermingling of sexes, then there is no haya. But to say that this is wrong what we are doing, then they feel haya. So they have actually given, you know, wrong definition to haya. So haya is actually that shameful feeling, you know, of sins, wrongdoings, and fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if one has that, it is indeed a great bounty of Allah azza wa jalla in His favor, and that is the completion of your faith. As it is said in Hadith Mubarakah, Al-Hayyaw Shu'batun min al-Iman. Haya is department, is shu'bah, the portion or a part of Iman. And amongst Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu is well known for this attribute. He's called Kamilul Haya wal Iman. He's complete in Iman. And he's complete in Haya. He's complete in Iman because he got Haya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him so much that he gave two of his daughters into his nikah.
Subhanallah.
When one passed away, then the other one was given into the nikah of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when the second one passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that if I had more daughters, I would have given into the nikah of Usman Ghani radiallahu. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said once, you know, Usman is that person from whom angels also feel haya. I mean, they also feel shame coming in front of Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So these are the qualities of believers. And alhamdulillah, every pious person is blessed with this beautiful faculty of haya and shame. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all Muslims, men and women, with this beautiful quality that we can start feeling haya. And if unfortunately any of the Muslims is in this circumstances that he does not feel haya, does not feel shame, try to change. Try to beg in the court of Allah that, oh Allah, you have blessed me with the Iman, but my Iman is not complete. Something major is missing. I don't feel modesty about sins. I'm not jealous, you know, on these situations. You know, I don't feel, you know, envy in my heart when I see other people doing the good things. They're performing namaz, they're doing the right things, they're protecting their eyes, but I feel nothing about it. So we should beg in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, so we can, you know, have that beautiful quality reinstated in our system, in iman, so our iman is complete.
What type of society will it be, you know, where there is no modesty at all? That even, you know, people who display acts of immodesty, young boys, for example, you know, they would do bodybuilding and they would wear this muscle tops to show off their muscles, and they will wear earrings and chains and necklaces, etc. If you ask this young boy, you know, what type of wife, what qualities, you know, would you look for in a wife? They will tell you, no, we want a modest wife. We want a wife that is a good role model for the children. You know, we want a pious wife. You know, and on the other hand, you know, if you ask a young girl, for example, you know, who's also displaying acts of immodesty in terms of their dressing, in terms of their speech, in terms of the sight and intermingling, etc., and you ask that young girl, you know, what type of a husband do you want? And they would now then tell you, no, we want a pious husband, we want a good husband, you know, that will take care of us, you know, that is modest, you know, that is an upright citizen, for example. Even though that person is displaying acts of immodesty, but when, you know, they are looking for a spouse, then they are looking for a spouse that has modesty in them.
And of course, as you said, many of the divorces are taking place these days because of these reasons. You know, people don't have a common ground to think, to discuss, to practice. They think differently, they practice differently, and of course there's a disaster.
And on then, the other hand, Mufti Sahib, you get young boys, for example, and young girls that, you know, because of an immodest relationship, they get married to each other. And, you know, thereafter, you know, they look at their spouses and, you know, again, that immodesty continues after the marriage as well. That which they were attracted to before marriage, now they've seen the same type of behavior after marriage. And now that behavior is no longer attractive. Because now that behavior was with you particularly. Now that behavior is continuing with other strange men or women. And now it's creating a conflict within the marriage. And that too also leads to divorce. Because there is no change. Like Mufti Sahib says, you need to bring about that change, especially when you're becoming a parent as well, to be a role model for a child, for example. Then, you know, you need to bring about that change. You need to bring haya back into your life if you lost it at all. And you need to start living a modest and pious life to be an example for your spouse as well as your children.
See, if the beginning of a relationship is based on immodesty, that's your introduction point. And how can you expect or find barakah and blessing in that relationship? You found your spouse for a wrong reason and wrong standards. What was lust, you called it love. That was not in reality love. And young people, you know, they're confused. Teenagers in early youth age, that's dangerous because you don't really know. And then after a while, you want to find morals and values. You didn't choose your spouse, your partner, looking those qualities. You look the looks, you look the eyes, you look the nose, you look the skin color, you look the figures, you look the height, you know. You look, as you said, the boys, you know, girl will look the muscles, you know, bodybuilding. No wrong reasons. I mean, these things will never stay forever. That beauty is here today, tomorrow is gone. You'll get older. You know, that shine on the face is not there. Those muscles are not there.
Gee.
You know, and those looks are not there, you know.
Views of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azawajal. We started on a very beautiful tone, MashaAllah Azawajal. Mufti Sahib gave us some very beautiful explanations about Haya. Now we want to bring in some narrations, some examples about haya, which will give us a basic understanding of what is immodesty and what is modesty. What is haya and what is bihaya?
So modesty is a very important thing, my dear Islamic brothers. And those who have modesty, you know how they blessed by Allah Azza wa Jalla. There is a story narrated in a book, Akbarul Ahyar, that once there was a drought and the people gathered and they went in the bargah of a very pious, actually he was a Waliullah. His name was Hazrat Sayyidina Nizamuddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. People went in the court of Sayyidina Nizamuddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala and requested, please make dua for us in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that he may finish this drought because our animals are dying. There is no rain, there is no water. Sayyidina Nizamuddin Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said, okay, wait. He went inside his house and he brought a thread of his mother chadar. And he held that thread in his hand and he requested in the bargah of Allah Azza wa Jal that, O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, this is the thread of that woman. This is the thread of that woman. No ghair mahram saw that woman in her whole life. Please accept our dua in your court and give us rain. It is narrated that his hands were still in the air and the rain started.
Subhanallah.
Look, my dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of the Madani channel, that how the modest people are blessed. So this is very important, my dear Islamic brothers. If you want modesty in yourself, if you want Kufle Madin of your eyes, if you want to be pious, come, join Dawat Islam. Try to travel in Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islam. It doesn't matter wherever you are. If you are in America, if you are in, you know, Africa, if you are in, you know, Bangladesh, if you are in Pakistan, India, wherever you are, Dawat Islam is everywhere, alhamdulillah.
Well, this was a beautiful example of, you know, what goes around comes around. In Urdu they say, jaisa karoge, waisa bharoge. In Arabic we say, ma tudino tudan. You know, tit for tat. Too many.
Do good, have good.
Yes, too many
idioms
used in different languages. And that is the truth, that is the reality. You know, if you have respect for other women, for someone else's daughter, for someone else's sister, for someone else's mother, your daughter would be respected. Your sister would be respected. Your mother would be respected.
For viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we had such beautiful narrations, mashallah Azza wa Jal, that gives us some beautiful examples of haya. There is one narration, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala an, he narrates that our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam once was addressing a group of companions and he said, pay the road its rights. Can you imagine the road also having a right, Mufti Sahib? Then pay the road its rights.
And that's the beauty of Islam.
That's the beauty of Islam.
I mean, in which culture or legislation it's written that this is the right of the road.
Subhanallah.
But here in so clear words,
yes,
pay the rights of the path, of the road.
So these persons asked, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala, what is the right of the roads? The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, lowering your gaze, refraining from harming others, returning salams, and enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil. So alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, My dear Islam brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, such a beautiful narration, this gives us a very beautiful insight about haya, especially we always coming to the main part, the kufr madani of the eye. All the time we've been discussing in last episode and also in today's episode, when we're coming back to our point, we are realizing that it has to come back to the eye. We're going out, we come back, realize it comes back to the eye. We go out to another direction, it comes back to the eye. The eye is the main catch, officer.
Yes, indeed. The control on the eyes is very difficult thing. And that is the reason that there is much emphasis. The ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the believer men and believer women who lower their gaze. And in this hadith mubarakah which you have just read out, where the right of the path is being discussed, the first right is to lower your gaze. Because if you don't see, then you know nothing will come into your mind, nothing will go into your heart, there will be no message to the body.
Mustab, it's one incident comes to mind that was mentioned by even Amir al-Sunnat about Mufti Dawood-e-Islami, Mufti Farooq rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. That Mufti Farooq rahmatullahi alayhi used to travel to Fezani Medina, used to live several kilometers away from what I believe, and he used to travel by motorcycle. And after a while, he sold his motorcycle and he used to walk for kilometers on end to reach Fezani Medina. And after his passing away, probably, or maybe before that, Islamic brothers found out the reason why he sold his motorcycle. Because whilst you're on your motorcycle, you know, especially on the road, you have to be aware of what's going on around you.
You have to keep your eyes up.
You have to look left. You know, you have to look at the traffic signs.
And there are a lot of women sitting behind the motorcycle, yes, rickshaw.
Yes.
And you have to look at them.
You have to look at them. You have to be, so that you don't cause an accident, etc. So because of the amount of behayai, and Pakistan compared to, you know, the Western countries like our country, South Africa, and other countries of the world, is still quite modest in comparison. Yes. You know, the dressing, etc. But Mufti Dawood-e-Islami sold his motorcycle because of the amount of behayai that there was, so that he doesn't have to sit on a motorcycle and raise his gaze. When he walked towards Fezani Medina, he would look towards the ground and he would walk for those kilometers till he reached Fezani Medina.
My dear Islamic brother and viewers of Madani Channel, Mufti Sahib gave some beautiful Madani pulls. Our Mubaligan gave some beautiful Madani pulls. And to extract something really from these Madani pulls, I'm going back to Mufti Farooq. Rahmatullah, Allah Ta'ala grant him a beautiful palace in Jannat al-Firdaus, inshallah, in the neighborhood of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. He really had haya. And because of immodesty, could not take the looking of left and right on motorbikes and etc., he sold his motorbike and decided to keep Kufr Madina of the eye. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, today, our businessmen, who thinks they are modest, some, in order to promote their product, what they do? You want to sell a car, you put a woman there. You want to sell a house, you use a woman there. Any business product, you want to sell a milk, or you want to sell a perfume, or you want to sell a sweet, they're using the woman. And as for South Africa, we're talking about Pakistan, as for South Africa, when you're going on the highways, every product that they want to sell, from A to Z, Mufti Sahib and viewers of Madani Channel, they have to use the woman.
Not they this, have to use.
They are using.
Yes, they choose to use.
So if you're driving, your eyes must go there. Now you are busy looking and you are forward again. Next you look, next product, eyes moving. Next product, eyes moving. Whole day you're moving from A to Z or from A to B. So much of immodesty on the road. on the road corners, on the stop streets, on the signboards, on the posts, on the advertising. We are really in trouble, Mufti Sahib.
Yes, it's a really big trouble. And the question is, you know, there is so much around us. How can we safeguard our eyes? How can we protect our eyes? Yes, we can do that if we practice how to safeguard our gaze. And especially in these days when it's very difficult to keep your eyes away from, you know, immoralities and, you know, evil-sightedness, etc. Then the best way is what Amir al-Sunnat has given us these days, you know, start using that glasses of Kufle Madina, that's to control your eyes. Mm-hmm. And so you can develop a habit of keeping your gaze low. So when you keep your gaze low, then you won't be looking around this way and that way on these boards where the, you know, pictures are made of these women that you're talking about. And at least you can protect yourself from many sins. Look, if sight is casted on something unintentionally first time, that is forgiven. And that can happen to anyone, you know, like unintentionally. First time your eye fell on something and then you immediately pulled your eyes back. If it was, you know, something that's, you know, not supposed to be seen, then there's no sin on that. So, other than that, you know, you will have a control and you will know how to use your sight, how to use this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you don't exercise, you're free with everyone, you're traveling in the bus, you know, there's a woman who attends to the passengers, or you're in the aeroplane, there's air hostess, or there's a nurse in hospital, and you start talking freely, hello, hi, smiling.
I'm always giving the examples.
Yes. And then how are you going to keep control? So these are your opportunities to exercise the control. So you know, do Kufle Madina, exercise at home, with your friends, in your Madani Mahal environment. So when you're exposed to these conditions,
it becomes much easier.
Yes, you know it. You know it how to do.
Otherwise,
you are trained.
Otherwise, those that are traveling in the planes and the trains and the buses, they, excuse me, madam, excuse me. Ignatius Shura and Amir always gives example. We are always calling them.
Yeah, I mean, many people, like in planes and all, even if they don't want to drink water,
they want attraction.
On that day, they want to drink water. Please, excuse me, bring some water, do this, do that.
Really, Amir al-Sunnat is really a khairkha of this ummah. You know, if you look at Amir al-Sunnat, is most of the time in front of Islamic brothers, you know, and even when Amir al-Sunnat is giving bayan in the masjid, Amir al-Sunnat always, you know, practices on Qufle Madina of the eyes, you know, lowering the gaze. And, you know, part of Madani in Amat, even if we look, this is also parde mein parda, veiling over veiling, you know, this is also part of, you know, that haya of Amir al-Sunnat, you know, that Amir al-Sunnat has, you know, has brought about this culture of modesty, that when you are seated, you know, cover yourself, you know, even when it comes to training the eyes, even Amir al-Sunnat gives muballighin, you know, advice that even when you are giving bayan, don't look directly at the camera, you know, practice. You know, in seclusion, try to practice lowering your gaze, that at the time of, you know, when you are tested, then it'll be easier for you to pass that examination if the eye is already trained to look downwards. This is what Amir al-Sunnat has really brought back in our society, that this haya, this shame, this modesty, that you know, whether you are seated amongst Islamic brothers, whether you are, you know, giving a bayan on Madani channel, you know, practice upon these things, because when you are really put through the test, and the untrained person can really fail. You know, a person that goes to war, if he's untrained, you know, he'll probably kill himself and he'll kill others with him, you know. But a trained soldier will know what to do when, you know, when the engagement starts. So whilst we are in seclusion, we can train ourselves. And this is the purpose of Madani Inamat. Madani Inamat is there to train us to become pious. You know, so many things in Madani Inamat, if we look at it, you know, it's actually training, it's actually practicing for that real war out there, that war against Shaitan. Amir al-Sunnat has already waged the war against Shaitan.
Allah.
So we have waged the war against immodesty, we have waged the war against Shaitan.
So let's give some of the knowledge of our...
غیبت کے خلاف جائیں
جاری رہے گی
شیطان کے خلاف جائیں
جاری رہے گی
حیا سے نظریں
جھکی رہیں گی
حیا سے نظریں
جھکی رہیں گی
حیا سے نظریں
جھکی رہیں گی
صلوا علی الحبیب
صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
I hope and pray in the court of Allah that all our Islamic brothers out there, the viewers of Madani channel, that we take some Madani pools, that we try to be practical upon it, and it to create this environment. Keep close to the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami. Travel in the Madani Kafilas. Keep watching Madani channel. Attend the Ijtama'at of Dawat Islami. Read the booklets of Amir al-Sunnat. Inshallah, Tabaraka Ta'ala, this will be beneficial for us in the dunya, in the qabr, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein. اے دعوت اسلامی تیری دھوم مچی ہو آمین بجاہ نبی العالمین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم